Late last week, the Arkansas legislature passed a long-sought-for bill to protect the interests of landowners on the Fayetteville Shale in north-central Arkansas, where more than 4,000 unconventional natural gas wells have been drilled. Ozarks at-large's Jacqueline Froelich reports.
The Landowner Notification Act will serve to safeguard property owners dealing with activities associated with exploration, drilling, and development of natural gas and oil resources. Democratic State Representative Greg Letting, District 86, Fayetteville, and House Minority Leader, was the bill's sponsor, introduced March 27th. A Senate version was also introduced April 4th by Bruce Malik, Democrat, District 12, Magnolia. Representative Letting said that he's pursued this legislation since he first took office in 2011.
We all know that the shale has brought jobs and money to our state, and we're thankful for that, but we know that that resource is finite, so those jobs and that money are finite. We want to make sure that we still have clean water, clean air, and a healthy land once that's all gone. And unfortunately, those bills in that last session met a swift death in committee. And so coming into this session, a group of those same advocates had worked with industry, primarily Southwestern Energy, during the interim to draft some new legislation together. And so I saw it as an opportunity to run some legislation that showed that the industry is willing to be responsible and to be cooperative and see if we couldn't get it passed.
Representative Letting said the bill received bipartisan support, unusual in this legislative session.
We had significant bipartisan support. We had a number of Republicans in the House sign on and Republicans in the Senate. Senator Rapert of Bigelow actually requested to be the lead sponsor, and the senator and I obviously differ on pretty much most everything, but this was an opportunity for the two of us to work together, and I felt that since he had been the founding member of the Shale Caucus here in the legislature, that his support would be critical to getting it passed through the Senate.
The Shale Caucus was formed in the spring of 2011 by 16 mostly Republican state legislators to protect the economic interests of industry on the Fayetteville Shale. The group worked to block any environmental reform that threatened industry, as well as raising the severance tax on natural gas. So to have one of the lead members of the caucus supporting this measure to protect landowners' interests was a paradigm shift. State Representative Greg Letting is also a member of the Arkansas Public Policy Panel, which helped to push the bill. Debbie Doss, a member of the Arkansas Public Policy Panel, as well as Conservation Chair of the Arkansas Canoe Club, lobbied the legislature to support House Bill 2001. She said it protects landowners who do not own mineral rights beneath their property.
This legislation provides surface owners with a notification when a production company is going to come onto their property and begin operations for pads and roads and pipelines and things like that.
So in the state of Arkansas, the mineral rights are considered part of this sale with the surface rights unless they've been specifically reserved or severed. If a landowner does not own mineral rights but refuses to sell those rights to a company wanting to produce oil or gas from a drilling unit in that area, according to state statute, they can be compelled to sign a mineral lease called forced pooling or integration if a majority of neighbors have negotiated such leases for development. The landowner will be compensated, of course, at fair market value for that lease. Now, if you live on property where the mineral rights are severed from the surface, state law requires the surface owner allow a reasonable portion of their land to be utilized for drilling and production. As such, the company holding the lease can enter the property for exploration and production at will. Again, Debbie Doss.
You get a notification when they begin to do seismic testing in your area on your property. But when they decide to drill, you generally don't know until the rig shows up. So this was needed to it's a small thing, but it's a courtesy to landowners to let them know what's going on their property.
Many Arkansas residents who are mineral rights owners welcome natural gas drilling rigs. The shale industry generated more than $18.5 billion between 2001 and 2011, but it also yielded more than $1.2 billion in mineral leases and royalty payments. But compared to other shale gas states, few property rights and protections exist in Arkansas. So after a landowner's rights bill was introduced in 2011, it stalled in committee, and then Debbie Doss said was referred for interim study for the 2013 session.
We started the Fayetteville Shale Working Group, and we met probably monthly for a year and a half, worked on some projects together with Southwest Energy, and they were extremely open to all of this. You know, they're a regional company. They actually asked us, you know, well, how can we improve our, you know, our relationships with, you know, with landowners, and what do you see that we need to do better? And so the Nature Conservancy, and they got together and worked on some best management practices and ideas, and they've also contributed to some improvement projects that we were interested in. And then finally, as part of our goal to work together, we decided to partner on some legislation.
Debbie Doss credits Arkansans for Responsible Gas Development as key to this measure. ARGD, an Arkansas public policy member, represents a coalition of Arkansas landowners, businesses, community leaders, and organizations who support responsible natural gas drilling in the state through the use of industry best management practices and strong agency oversight and enforcement. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.